AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro pleaded not guilty in New York to narco-terrorism charges. Maduro told the judge he's innocent, not guilty. He also said he's a decent man, the president of his country. The charges are what the Trump administration used to justify capturing Maduro and bringing him to New York. At the United Nations, U.S. Ambassador Michael Waltz defended what happened to Maduro.
President Trump gave diplomacy a chance. He offered Maduro multiple off-ramps. He tried to de-escalate. Maduro refused to take them. President Trump made it clear that the narco-terrorism must stop, and yet...
In a statement, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he is deeply concerned the rules of international law have not been respected. This is Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner.
It'll be curious to see whether my Republican friends, who I know care about our country as well, are they going to finally find the courage to do their job? So far, they haven't. They'll get another chance this week.
Russia's ambassador called the U.S. intervention in Venezuela a turn back to the era of lawlessness by America. Police in Switzerland identified all 116 people injured in the Crans-Montana resort blaze.
Authorities had previously given a figure of 119 injured, on top of the 40 people killed. But police now say three people admitted to hospital have been linked in error to the blaze at the crowded Le Constellation bar. They add the severity of the burns had made it difficult to identify some victims of the fire that broke out at about 1:30 a.m. on New Year's Day, requiring families to supply authorities with DNA samples. The injured included 68 Swiss citizens, 21 French nationals, and 10 Italians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. The numbers are in for Holy Year.
The Vatican has announced more than 33 million pilgrims participated in its 2025 Holy Year. Italy, the U.S., and Spain were the top nationalities represented. For the Vatican, a Holy Year is a centuries-old tradition of the faithful making the pilgrimage to Rome every 25 years. For the city of Rome, it's a chance to take advantage of some 4 billion euros in public funds to carry out long-delayed public works projects. On Tuesday, Pope Leo XIV will officially close out the Holy Year and shut the Holy Door of St. Peter's Basilica. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Arizona Cardinals coach Jonathan Gannon was fired following a dismal third season that started with high expectations but quickly collapsed. The Cardinals finished 4-13. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News. Kevin Stefanski was fired by the Cleveland Browns. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.